Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor.
Parker and the Mayor.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, got a lot to catch up on here. Let's hit this thing. Let's do this. What do you say, man?
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mine.
Tigers will be back tomorrow. Justin Verlander's a little sad tonight because he's getting tired of all these days off. He was very vocal about it. But he'll have to just sit there. He's probably watching the game tonight at Kauffman, just having a little brewski, maybe a hot dog, watch the game with his buddies, his Tiger buddies. Rick Porcello goes for 4-1 of the season against the Royals' James Shields tomorrow in the opener of the 3-game set. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and the Men, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Hey, EP, get a haircut! NBA playoffs, game 6. Hop, we got a barn burner. A barn burner in Atlanta tonight. There's less than 2 minutes to play. It's all tied at 85. Hawks win, they move on. Pacers lose, they go home. Fourth quarter, 85 all. Jeff Teague's got 29 for the Hawks as they try to bust up what we thought was going to be a pretty good run for Indiana just about a month ago. Oklahoma City's making a statement tonight at Memphis that they ain't going quietly into this good night. 61-41, 20-point lead on Tayshaun, Zach Randolph, and the rest of the Grizzlies. Third quarter, Kevin Durant's got 19. Clippers and Warriors start in a little less than an hour. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Conference, second round, game 1. Montreal leads Boston now 2-1. Brendan Smith's bro-hammage scored for Boston. You like that at the end of the Wings in Boston? They were all shaking. It's all smooshy-wooshy because the two Smith brothers were doing their thing. Well, Brendan's little brother just scored, so it's 2-1. What do you think about that, Scott? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Baseball American League, Boston leads to Tampa now 5-4 in the seventh. After losing to the Rays 2-1 in the opener at Fenway Park for the doubleheader. Seattle doubling up the Yanks right now in the eighth inning 4-2. Toronto and Kansas City tied at 3 in the sixth. In your interleague series, Dodgers beat Minnesota in the first of two at Target Field today 9-4 for their 10,001st lifetime victory. All those years at Dodger baseball, they've got 10,001 wins now. And they're tied in the sixth inning of the nightcap 1-1. Pittsburgh lost to Baltimore game one of their doubleheader 5-1. They lead the nightcap 2-0 in the second at Camden Yards. There was a little rain delay there at the beginning. National League, all tied in Cincinnati at 3-3 in the eighth. Tucker Barnhart with his first home run. Miami over Atlanta 5-4 in the eighth. Colorado leads the Mets 3-0 third. PGA Tour Wells Fargo round one at Quail Hollow, North Carolina. Angel Cabrera, 6-under par 66, has the one-shot lead on Phil Mickelson. Looking good, Phil. And Martin Flores, they're both at minus 567. Webb Simpson in a group at minus 4. Rory McIlroy in a group at minus 3. Weigh-in for the Mayweather-Maidana fight is tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern from MGM in Las Vegas. Floyd Mayweather, who is getting at least $32 million for this fight, tries to stay unbeaten in the Grand Garden Arena. Now they're saying it could be as much as $60 million once the pay-per-view numbers come in. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Get a haircut!
Heat of the night. Oh, Roseanne?
The original Roseanne show, huh? With all the with Sarah Gilbert and John Goodman and everybody.
That's another show I never watched.
I get it. Roseanne Barr, whatever your name is anymore, Arnold. I got to give you some credit. You look better today than you ever did. Today, at your age now, than you did 30 years ago.
But that happens.
She looks better as an older woman with the graying hair. She's kind of cool looking. She dresses kind of cool. She got the glasses going. She just looks better than she did when she was actually on that show. She was miserable on that show. That was horrible. It's funny. She's a funny lady. There's no doubt about it. She's got her moments, but that's a career, isn't it? She's had herself, up and down and all over the place in a career and whatnot and going on and happening and that kind of thing. So did we skewer Mike Babcock tonight? Is that what our purpose was? Is that what my purpose was? I don't know if I was intentional about
It's skewering. A radio show. It's okay. He'll live.
Let's see if we got an update, because this could be significant that this thing's over tonight. It was a tie game with there's 40 seconds to play. Indiana's up 2 on Atlanta, at Atlanta, in Game 6. It's a blowout tonight for Oklahoma City. That's a statement made.
So it's a blowout there?
So there'll be a Game 7. Well, it's 20-point lead in the third quarter for OKC, right? I can't imagine it. But you know what? They always have a run, right, Rob?
Always.
There's always a run in one of these teams at some point. Here it is now. 33 seconds left. 2-point lead Pacers. Trying to just force the Game 7 at Indiana. That's all that's left there. And Clippers-Warriors tonight. Is Shelley Sterling going to that game, too? Boy, they love going to their games. I'll give you. They got to go to games.
Mark,
they got to go to games.
What are you talking about? You own a team. Of course you're going to the game.
Even on the road.
You're going to the game.
Bill Davidson didn't travel. Did he ever go to a game on the road? I don't even know. No one ever told me you ever saw Bill Davidson on the road. Sure, I'll go to a home game.
I don't remember.
That's a 40-game commitment. But Shelley Sterling goes to everything. Travels all the time with them.
But don't they have a plane they can get on there? They're the owners. It's not like they're going to commercial and they're going through all.
I'm not saying that
so
they're on Delta flight and coach.
They're on JetBlue saying.
Right, they're on Spirit.
They're on Spirit, please.
Waiting in line, that little pocket of areas that you got to stand in before you get on the flight. That would be awesome. Maybe that's what they're relegated to now. Because, you know, they're going to be poor people. They're only going to get $600 million for their franchise.
Unbelievable. Atlanta had a chance to close this thing out. It's not going to happen.
Look, let's do a little last call time, give you an opportunity to finish up with whatever you like. Last call. Tigers getting started in Kansas City.
It's a big series a little bit. I think it is. Not like it's earth-shattering, but if they go to Kansas City and kind of handle them, that would be interesting because Kansas City's playing better. I'm interested to see because I still believe Kansas City's going to be right there.
Would this be your first series of real interest to
watch? Yeah, I want to see because Kansas City, remember they lost the first two games of the year?
Right.
I didn't get a real feel. It was bad weather. The Tigers won, opening day by a guy who's not even on the team anymore. We got a lucky hit. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was convincing that the Tigers beat them, so I'm interested.
Well, actually, I can't wait for Tuesday because I want to see Robbie Ray pitch for the Tigers. I really kind of, the Orioles today sent down Lombardozzi.
I thought he was doing well.
They sent him down because Machado's back. So somebody had to go. So Lombardozzi, it's kind of a numbers game with infielders in Baltimore. So Lombardozzi actually was optioned out. So much for that. Oh, my God, Steve Lombardozzi's playing like great for the Baltimore
Orioles.
Well,
he was starting and he was doing all right. That's what I asked.
How good is Machado when he's on?
Oh.
Is he as good as it gets?
He looks like A-Rod.
I know he does.
Doesn't he, Mark?
Yeah.
Come on. He looks
really young A-Rod.
Looks just like him.
He's ready to bust it like that.
Like he's just like him.
All right, last call time, and we'll tell you what's going on for next Thursday. We'll tell you this ad nauseum. Kind of love that phrase. Ad nauseum for the next week for our big Parker the Man NFL draft party. And as always, check us on Twitter and Facebook, and where you can see us. If you don't know, you can watch us. You're listening in your car. You're driving around and listening at 11:30 going, what? What do you mean I can watch you? ParkerTheMan.com. It's that simple. Or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. It's that simple. And you get to look at us. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to do that? Look at Rob right now. You can see him right now just relaxing. Maxing and relaxing, styling and profiling. Right there. Right there.
Profile?
That's the profile. So there you go. It's all part of the deal. It's all part of our multi-level platform here in Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Another time on this Thursday just to tell you, whenever you've got an issue with your car, whenever you've got an issue with all the crater stuff out there, and it's still pretty bad, no matter where you drive around town. And it's not just that. It's any time you need maintenance on what's your prized possession, your car, truck, or van. Don't, mess around with that. Take it to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And the other thing that's great about it, Mark, is that, you know what? They'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle, front to back, top to bottom. You know what I'm talking about. Simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an entire transmission or engine. And be sure to mention these two fine-looking cats. The people in the other room just love looking at it because they sit there and look at us all night and say, do you guys get any better looking than this? And I think they mean it. Do you guys get any better? No. I'm talking about us, too. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Parker and the Man,
that's
Mark.
What I'm saying.
Mention us, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, I got a better deal than that. You'll also get a free front wheel alignment, Mark, if needed.
Just for saying Parker and the Man with work done. That's over $100 in savings right there for you to enjoy at your leisure. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care. Mike and his great people are there for you. Your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care. This is a classic right here. Yes?
It's whatchamacallit? It's either Sanford and Son.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to get you.
Coming to join you.
Whatever. Red Fox.
Red Fox, coming to join you.
Who didn't love Red Fox?
Never got a haircut. His hair was always like nappy, and
I promised the video minions there, I would and the rest of them, that I would have you tell the story, because I walk in and I'm watching the end of the Hawks Pacers game, which now Indiana has won, so there'll be a game 7
in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. But I said, I actually said this. You know, you're going to look at me crazy. I said, how come there's so many empty seats there?
It's Atlanta.
The Phillips Arena tonight for a game 6. That could push them.
Right, push them.
Had empty seats there.
Was it that really?
Rob, if they were dressed as empty seats, I doubt they left it 2 minutes to go in the game to go have a hot dog and a drink. There were empty seats, I mean in the lower bowl at Phillips. So they said, I don't know what Gary said. Gary said something about the people. Isn't Atlanta always like that? I said, hey, you got a guy who's very famous in this room for trashed that city. Tell the story.
Gary, they were playing the Giants in a football playoff game, and I was writing for ESPNNewYork.com. So I wrote a column about how Atlanta was the worst sports city in America.
The worst.
And I said that they didn't deserve to win a playoff game because the fans aren't worth it and this and that. And basically I said people are down there, you know, eating their pork or something and drinking their sweet tea. They don't even know what time the game is on.
Mark, and he used all the examples, I think, how the Braves never drew even in their best
years.
They
lost 3 hockey teams, you know, and all.
Right, 3 teams have just left.
They lost 3, right? Isn't it 3? They lost 3 hockey.
It was 2. It was the Flames and the Thrashers.
Mark, and the best part, though, is, are you ready for this? You know the comments at the bottom of the column? You know how many I got? You won't even believe this. Gary, you listening? 7,000.
Woo!
Mark, you know, for the bottom of a column
on a New York Poster. It was a New York website,
ESPNNewYork.com, right?
But popular, but not.
But Mark, no, we've been in the infancy stage. We've only been around for like 2 years at that point. I was 7,000. I bet you if you Google that column right now,
probably got 10,000 now.
Seven,
and they were vile
to be able to move people that much. I bet you I'm going to just see if that.
See how many more now?
That column was unbelievable.
But you really, I mean, the people of Atlanta hated you.
They did. And you know what? My friend of mine who lives down there said he's in a barbershop, and they're talking about me like, and he's like, first he hear this conversation about this writer and what he wrote, and he's like, that Rob Parker from First Take, he wrote it on some website. He ripped us.
My friends from Miami had moved to Atlanta, had read the thing, and I get a call. I'm saying, quack, quack, quack. That's where my voice is going. And it said, what is wrong? What's wrong with him? Has he ever been? I said, yeah, he's been to games. I said, I got to be honest. The perception is nobody goes to games in Atlanta. That you couldn't fill up during the World Series in like the mid-90s when the Braves were going all the time. You can't fill up your basketball games, even at the old Omni. I'd been to the Omni. The Omni was never packed. Now, granted, not much to see. Hawks were never very good. Falcons were never very good. Braves weren't good for a long time until they got good. But then still people didn't come out. And then Rob's right. Hockey. The Atlanta Flames, the Atlanta Thrashers. Bye-bye. Calgary and Winnipeg. I had to go to Canada. I had to go north of the border.
Wait, but I gotta follow.
What do you got? This is the good part.
Here comes the good part. December that I told you all through thick and thin, on up until the end. Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend. It just says right here, a typical Atlanta sports fan, and it just said later on, it says, Mark, they might not even be sure what time the game on. In fact, at some point, they might ask a friend filled with sweet tea at a pork-saturated barbecue.
Just ripping Atlanta to shreds, man.
Hey, Mark, let's thank EP, Gary, Nick, Sarah, and Scott, the new guy, Scott, too, for helping out the Video Minions. Mark, you wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without him.
Check us on Twitter and Facebook. We got a Facebook Friday tomorrow. Don't miss that one. We're on at 7 o'clock as always. And what was I going to tell you? Oh, we'll tell you more about our draft party shows tomorrow for next week. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann, recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Jason Smith, Fox Sports Radio is next. Matt Shepard, tomorrow morning, 7 to 10.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
NBC, see you later.
Jennifer Lopez, holy moly, call me.